I was at Bondi Beach at the weekend. There's a mural on the seawall down there. It's a depiction of 24 Border Force armed officers, along with the slogan, "Not welcome to Bondi." Now, that's a fairly political statement. The council's defended it. The mayor has said, well, you know, we let people make statements. Art is not decor, and good art should solicit a reaction. Well, it's certainly got a reaction from one councillor. Leon Goldsman is on the line. Councillor, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good. Did this come before council, what this bloke could paint on that wall?
Yes, look, I might have to get somebody to give me a call because the line is a bit crackly. But look, if it's in regards to the vandalism of Bondi, then yes, look, many residents are absolutely outraged over this.
I can hear you quite well, no problem at all with the line, so just hang in there with us. When did you learn that this mural was going to depict Border Force officers? Or did you... No, he's hung up. We've lost him on the line there. So this, in case you haven't seen it, there's a story in the Telegraph today saying that the Bondi artwork by artist Luke Cornish, it's been described as politically motivated offensive propaganda amid concerns it could now put tourists off visiting the world-famous sandy shoreline. I don't think it'd put any tourists off. I think we've got Leon back. You there, Leon?
Yeah, Steve, how are you? Sorry about that. I had a bit of mobile problems.
No, that's fine. I don't know that it would put anybody off going to Bondi, but what is the regulation around what could be painted on that wall?
Well, we have our terms and conditions, our guides that are actually on the line. So anybody who wants to put something up has to abide by those terms. And they're up there. There's pages. It's point 8 on page 2 in black and white that says that there should be no offensive material allowed to be put up. It has to meet those guidelines.
And how would you describe what's on that wall?
Well, it's portraying violence. It's offensive. It's putting a lot of our residents, a lot of our families and their children off, and it shouldn't be there. That should be taken into consideration.
It's clearly making a political statement. I mean, the former local member, of course, was Karen Phelps. Liberal Party now holds the seat, Dave Sharma. This is basically a mural that says we don't agree with offshore detention, we don't agree with Border Force.
Yeah, but it's also saying that stick democracy up you know where, because you guys got it wrong. That's what it's telling us. And if you have a look at what the story behind that is, you'll see that it's basically not only making political statements, it's insulting our residents by saying, wake up, people. You know, the reason why this is happening is because you guys have your fingers in your ears. I think this is what was reported by our local paper the other day.
Exactly was. Thank you for your time. We also might get reaction from the office of Dave Sharma. He's now the local federal member. What's he think of what they're painting on the walls at Bondi?